to the Strictly Anonymous podcast. Strictly Anonymous podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand. You can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hi. Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous podcast with Kathy. If you want to follow me on social media, please follow me at Strict Anonymous. And if you're listening on a podcast app, make sure to subscribe. If you want to be on the show, this is a call-in advice show where I give total strangers my unprofessional advice. But most of the time, I'm just listening to people talk about like their naughty secret lives. and they do it anonymously. I change everybody's voices. If you want to be on the show, send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Today, I have on a guy named Jerome. Now, Jerome is a black bull, and he's been a black bull for one specific white couple for over 3 years. He still sees them to this day. Now, the thing I got to tell you about Jerome that I like the most is he's fucking funny. He just was a great storyteller. He's the guy that uses that phrase to make a long story short. And I was like, please don't make this long story short. But the truth is that anybody that uses that sentence is always a long-winded storyteller. And let me tell you, this story, you want it to be long-winded because the details are so interesting. He's fucking funny, like I said. He talks about how he kind of like accidentally wound up at a swingers club, how he first met this white couple, what they were there doing, you know, how it progressed further from the strip club, from the swingers club, exactly what they would do there, as well as at hotels. It progressed to them hooking up at all over the place. He has a funny story about how the husband likes to creep in and watch. And then he talks about how they're like friends now and how they actually, he gets invited out with the couple and their friends, and none of their friends know that they're actually hooking up with him. He's just kind of there as their quote unquote coworker. Oh, he also talks about a very specific funny time that they hooked up at a bowling alley because they do like to flirt out in public. So they've crossed lines. They've done all kinds of crazy things. They've been hooking up, like I said, for over 3 years. And he gets really specific in his long story that I wouldn't allow him to make short. You're not going to want it. He's so entertaining. I'm going to be right back on with Jerome.
This is the Strictly Anonymous podcast.
Hey, Jerome, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous podcast. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good. Thank you, man. I'm doing good.
No, thank you for calling in because, you know, I had on a black bull once. His name was Wesley, and his episode was highly downloaded. I couldn't believe how many people were into that, right, as a category. And I don't know why I've been doing my show for 7 years that I haven't had more black bulls on my episode. I've had a lot of, you know, people on the other end of it, right? Couples that have had the black bull, you know, but not a lot of the black bulls themselves talking about their experience. And so I'm excited to be talking to you. That's my long-winded way of introducing you. You're a black bull, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And you found my show because of Wesley's episode?
Well, pretty much. He wasn't the first one I listened to from your podcast, but I watch a lot of, listen to a lot of YouTube, and I just, yours popped up, and I was like, what is this? So I started listening to a lot of your stories, and I was like, wow, I like this stuff. And then Wesley's popped up, I listened to his, I listened to a lot of them. So I became intrigued with your podcast and your stories and just, you know, just the whole concept of it, your content.
But you have content, right? I mean, here you are. A bull, did you have one couple that you service? How did you get into the lifestyle yourself?
Yeah, it's just one couple. I just stumbled into this. I guess it all started, I've been knowing them for about 3 years now, maybe three and a half now. Mm-hmm. I worked with a female that she's married. She was in a lifestyle. And she kind of told me about it. And I was like shocked because, you know, you don't, I didn't know that, but she finally told me, and then she was like, so that intrigued me, and I was like, wow.
Well, what did she tell you? What do you mean? What did she?
Well, she told me that, you know, well, this is how it started. Well, in the office, she would be looking at the same females I would be looking at. You know, like somebody would walk by or go to the, you know, go to the coffee machine, and I'd be looking like, wow. And then she'd be looking at me like, wow. And I'd be like, why is she wowing at a female?
Yeah.
You know, she'd be like, wow. And then she'd shake her head, yeah. And I was like, yeah. So finally, after about three times of that, I was like, wait a minute. I said, you're looking at the same stuff I'm looking at. What's going on? She said, well, you know, I like that. I said, you like females? And she said, yeah. I said, wow. I said, I didn't know that. She said, yeah, I've always been bisexual. And I said, wow. So then she told me that her and her husband, I said, no, then I said, how does that work when you're married? And she said, well, you know. And I said, what do you mean, you know? She said, she kind of shrugged her shoulders and looked at me like, I was like, so you're saying you and your husband? She said, yeah. So that really intrigued me. Then I was like, well, where do you get them from? How do you do this? How do you meet them? And she would just start telling me, you know, we go to parties, websites, you know, sometimes we go just to regular bars. It just, you know, we just different ways. And I was like, wow, that's exciting. And she was like, well, we're going to a party like next month. And I said, really? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, God, I said, that'd be amazing to go. She said, you should come with us. And I said, really? And she's like, yeah, just roll with us. I said, are you serious? She said, yeah. I said, well, how does this? So long story short, the time came, we set up, and the day came, so I was like going to meet him there. But then right when I got almost to the area of the party where it was the event, she called me and said something popped up with her mother. They had to take her to the hospital, blah, blah, blah. They're not going to be able to make it. And I was like, oh, okay. I said, okay, well, I'm going back home. She's like, no, where you at? And I said, well, I'm like right at the place. I think this is it. She's like, well, just go by yourself. I said, I don't know nothing about this stuff. You know, sure it's some type of code you got to get in or some type of, you know, three knocks on the door. I said, I can't do this. She said, believe me, you're going to be okay. Just go in, you know, you'll find your way, you know, sign in, blah, blah, blah. So long story short, I did that.
You don't have to make a long story short. I like these stories.
So, you know, so I get there. I got there like super early.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a lot of people there yet, but they were setting up. The DJ was bringing the stuff in and everything. It was a few people in the waiting area waiting. So I kind of like just sat there and I was like, I don't know. I was just scared. Basically, I was scared shitless. I didn't know what to say to people. You know,
I can imagine.
Right. So it was a younger brother there, a younger black guy, and then an older white gentleman kind of beside each other, sitting there and talking. It seemed like they kind of knew each other a little bit from the outside looking in. So I was like, I said, well, what do you do here? And they said, did you sign in, blah, blah, blah. I said, no. So we need to sign in here and pay here. And so I did that. Then people started coming and the black guy and the white guy went on in. So I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm going on in. So at that time, people were coming in, you know, and it's just like a regular dance, you know, had food, dancing, music, and people were coming in. So I went in, and it was tables sent in and everywhere. And so I went over to the younger brother and the older white gentleman. I said, hey, you know, I said, I'm kind of new at this. I have no idea what's going on. You mind if I kind of sit with you guys and kind of just, the white guy was very receptive. He was like, yeah, sure, man. Yeah, come on, you know, yeah, sit at our table. The younger black guy, he didn't really say much to me. Mm-hmm. You know, he was like, you know, he kind of nodded, you know, he looked away. It wasn't really communicating, but the white guy was open arms.
Yeah.
So, you know, I sat down with him, and the white guy was telling me, so, you know, this your first time here? I said, yeah, I don't know anything about this, man. He started explaining to me, okay, that's the food over here, blah, blah, blah. You know, about you know, 12 o'clock, everybody's going to be here, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, my wife, she'll be here in a minute. She went upstairs, but she'll be back down and introduce you to her. I was like, okay, cool. So, you know, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes went by. Me, the older white guy, and the younger brother were sitting there. And then, boom, this white lady comes in. And the white guy was talking to me at that time. You know, yeah, this and this. I'm looking. I said, holy shit. Look at that coming through the fucking door. And, you know, and kind of under my breath. And she just she came in with this little outfit. Because at the parties, they have themes. Like, it's doing the Halloween, here's the theme, Christmas, you know, Easter. I think she had like a hot nurse outfit on that day.
Yeah.
If I can remember. So she had the nurse stuff on and, you know, the leggings up to the thighs, the high pumps. I mean, smoking hot. So I was like, God damn, who in the hell? So she, and then she was coming towards our table. But at that time, I was thinking, okay, she's not coming here. But then she came closer and she came to the table. And I was like, holy shit. He said, hey, let me introduce you to my wife. I was like, oh, God. And he introduced me to my name. We shook hands. And he said, yeah, just sit down beside him. And so she sat down beside me. And I'm like, I'm just floored at that moment. I'll be honest with you.
Because she's
like,
hot.
Yeah, she's smoking. She's older. She's not young. She's in her 40s. But a smoking 40-year-old. You know, smoking mid-40-year-old.
Yeah.
I mean, just smoking. Like a MILF, what they say. A smoking MILF.
Yeah, totally.
So I was like, wow. So I'm just sitting there, you know, and then the wife, the husband, and the younger black guy were kind of, you could tell they kind of were mingling. You could tell it wasn't their first time meeting, so to say.
Uh-huh.
So they were talking, laughing, but the younger black guy was like kind of all over the wife in a sense, you know, close to her, in her ear, you know, and at that point I'm thinking, you know, I was like, what's going on here? I didn't know nothing. I was like, what is this? You know, I'm just, that's my first time. I was just like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So I kind of laid back, you know, and I'm just like, so he was all in her ear and then he was touching her legs. And I was thinking, oh, okay. So they must be a threesome, something going on here. I didn't know what it was. I said, well, this brother here got this. I said, okay, well, it's not, you know, I can't get it. So I was thinking that, but then 20 minutes later,
you're thinking you're in a regular club and like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think you're forgetting. You're in a swingers club.
Right, I'm in a swingers club. So I didn't, that threw me because I've never been in that type of environment before. So I'm looking at everything and everything's slowing me. Not only the situation I'm looking at here, but just other stuff going around and, you know, within the party. But time went on and then the husband leans over to me. I think the younger brother went up to the food to get some food. And the husband leaned over to him. He said, because the wife went to get the food with the brother. He said, when she comes back, he said, go ahead and run your hand up her skirt.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I said, what the hell? In my mind, I said, holy shit. I'm thinking, man, I'm not doing that. And I said, what you say, man? He said, yeah, when she comes back, she's going to sit down beside you. He said, just under that table. He said, use your hand and go on up under that skirt. And I said, I didn't even answer it.
Yeah.
So she came back, you know, she sat down, you know, and she was in between me and the other brother. She was in between us. The husband was on my side.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and she sat down and the other guy, he was mingling with her and stuff. And I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, I didn't even do it. So he nudged me. He nudged me like, you know how you nudge somebody? Go.
Yeah.
He gave me the eye, like, go ahead and do what I say.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, my heart's beat. I'm like, dude, man. So I kind of leaned to him. I said, dude, are you serious? He said, he looked at me eye to eye, eyeball to eyeball, and said, I'm telling you, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. I said, oh, my God, Jesus. So I said, because I didn't know her reaction going to be. I think I didn't even know her. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know her from Adam and Eve. I just met her.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, oh my God, is really? So he looked at me, nodded at me. So for some reason, I got up the guts to do it. Kind of put my hand, you know, kind of let it hang under the table. And I kind of touched her. I got my palm and kind of rubbed against her thigh. And I started rubbing like her calf area and her knee. And I started easing up towards her upper thigh. She didn't flinch. she was just talking, like, you know, yeah, laughing, talking, drinking, eating snacks, didn't flinch.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, holy shit. So then, boom, I move up a little further, you know, up to the thigh, up to the pussy area. Boom, I started rubbing the panties, outside of the panties. She didn't flinch. She did not flinch.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh my God. I said, this is crazy. This is crazy. Smoking milk, this is crazy. So then as time went on through the party, the brother, the other black guy, he became a little more aggressive towards her. You know, he became really touchy-feely, you know, really, really aggressive. And I still didn't know. I said, well, I don't know. I don't know. Is it his territory? I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So basically I just kind of just leaned back again and let it be. Long story short, the party went on through the night. They ended up getting up and leaving. And to my knowledge, I was thinking, okay, they must be going to a room or something.
Yeah.
You know, they're leaving. They're going to have sex. They're going to fuck. And they did.
Mm-hmm.
They did. They left. And basically, I didn't see them the rest of the night.
Right.
I didn't see them the rest of the night. So the party went on. You know, I stayed, had my fun. And, you know, I left. But they have the parties on a monthly basis. So I was thinking, damn, that was pretty good. I'm going back.
Mm-hmm.
So the next part, I paid my money, went back. So lo and behold, when I went in the party.
Good news. Strictly Anonymous Podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description.
I didn't come there early that like I did the first time. I came like around 11:00, 11:30, you know, when everybody was there. So I walk in, and as soon as I walked in, there was that couple, that white couple in the
right.
corner.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew when I walked in, it was like they saw me immediately because I didn't see them. They both jumped up and they were waving. Like, hey, hey, hey. And I looked, you know, it's dark in the little ballroom area. It's not a lot of light. And I looked, and I was like, who? I said, is that that? I said, oh, that's that couple from last month.
Yeah.
I said, they were like, hey, hey. They were waving me, come here. I said, oh, shit. So I walked up. I said, hey. They were like, the husband, like, he said, oh, man, we're so glad to see you, man. He said, man, come on, sit down. The wife was rubbing me on the back. And I was thinking, what is this? And they were apologizing. They said, oh, God, we're so sorry about last month. That was just a disaster. They said, we're not that type of people. He said, man, just sit down. He said, man, we didn't get to change. Just come on, sit down. So they were just apologizing and rubbing
wow.
me, both of them.
Yeah.
So I was like, I was confused. Basically, I was confused. I said, what? You know, I'm thinking, you don't have to apologize for me. I didn't even think about it anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, well, the dude beat me out. He was there before me.
Yeah.
You know, whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So now this when it really started here, because then I sat down with them. They were like, God, I'm so glad you came. Did you get something to eat? Here, come on, let's go to the bar and get. So they went up there. They fixed me some food and everything. And, you know, got me drinks. Did you go and sit down? God, I said, what's been going on? I was like, nothing, just blah, blah, blah. He said, then the husband said, he said, I never did get your number. He said, let's exchange numbers. Let's exchange numbers. I said, okay. So we changed numbers on the phone. Boom, 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 boom. So then as the night went on, you know, she was sitting in between me and the husband. And she would get up. She got up one time, and I think she went over to the bar to get some food and drinks. And, you know, and he leaned over to me and said, he said, hey, man. I said, yeah. He said, I don't know if you want to do this or not. He said, but it's up to you. He said, it's up to you. No pressure. He said, but my wife wants to go up to the room with you. And then I go, I'm confused and stunned. I go, so you know, this is not my lifestyle. So I go,
Yeah, you're so funny. I love that. So, I love the angle of like the sort of, you know, that you're just so innocent in the middle of this place. Normally I hear, you know, people are there, they're down to fuck, they're ready for this experience and they're on it. And you're still like perplexed. It's hilarious.
I'm so green. Is what
I like it. It's funny.
Right. So I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
And he said, yeah. He said, listen, no pressure, man. If you don't want to, that's fine. But yeah, just, you know, go up there for with her, you know, maybe 10 minutes, just something like that. We'll see how that goes and we'll go from there. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking at this time, I'm still thinking, go up there and do what?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm still green. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, go up there and do what? Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, okay. So she comes back. Then when she comes back, he said, here she comes. You know how you move your body around? Like, here she comes. I said, okay. And she goes, hey, guys. And she sits down, boom. And she sits down. And then he kind of looks at me like, So I'm like, okay. So she was talking, laughing. Then he says, go dance with her, man. Go take her up there on the floor and dance. I said, okay. So I take her up there to the floor. We're dancing. And when we're dancing, we get very sexual on the dance floor. Mm-hmm. You know, and of course, this is a swingers club, so it's not like your regular club, so it's all balls down. You know what I'm saying? Anything goes, basically. So when we go up there, we're dancing and everything. She's on me. And I'm not advancing to her, but she's advancing to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's getting close. She's rubbing. I mean, it gets very sexual. And then, you know, I'm getting aroused. I'm getting a hard on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, holy shit. So we go back to the table. And then he says, I think she went to, she said, I'm going to go to the bathroom, guys. And she's okay. So when she goes, he said, hey, man. And he said, when she comes back, you know, go, I'm going to give you the cue. He said, go ahead up there and take her up to the room. And, He said, it's a bar up there. He said, have her make you a drink. He said, listen, he said, I'm going to tell you exactly what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay. He said, when she goes up there, he said, kind of get up there and tell her you want a drink. You know, she'll make you a drink. He said, get behind her. She got that little short skirt on. Get behind her. He said, let her make you a drink. While she's making a drink, he said, tell her how beautiful she is, how hot she is, you know, how much you're attracted to her. How hard your dick got when you're on the floor, when you're dancing with her. He said, to kind of kiss her neck. And he said, then from that, once you start kissing her neck, he said, she's going to go right down and suck your dick immediately. He said, immediately.
Right.
He said, once she does that, he said, don't take your clothes off. He said, just kind of just do a quickie, you know, just pull your pants down. She got that skirt on. You can lift that skirt up, pull those pants down. Just fuck her from the back. Just a little bit. Give her a little tease, not much, and just take it out and come on down. We'll see how it goes from there.
Mm-hmm.
So when he says this, I am out of my fucking mouth. I've never heard nobody talk to me like that. You know, from a guy that that's his wife.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, damn. I said, holy shit. I said, okay. I said, man, are you sure about this? He said, I'm never been sure of my life. Do exactly what I say, and we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
So here she comes. He said, here she comes. So he's moving around. Here she comes. I said, okay.
Boom.
And she said, hey guys. And he said, he wants to go up there and you make him drink at your room. And she said, really? You want a drink? And I said, yeah, I like to have a drink. She said, okay, give me the keys. And you know, the keys to the room. And he hands her the keys. And she said, come on, let's go. So she leads the way out the ballroom and we're walking up the hallway, you know, through the room area. We're just small chatting. I said, okay, yeah, cool. She said, yeah, this is cool. I like this. Boom, we get to the door, and she, like, swipes the thing. And I'm like, oh. Then at this point, I'm like, okay, holy shit, here we go. So we go in there, and exactly, I follow his rules exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't deviate from anything he says.
Yeah.
Exactly. As soon as we get there, she goes, turns right to the bar. And he's right. She goes right to that little mini bar. She said, what do you want to drink? I was like, because I'm not even really a drinker. I don't even know drinks. I was like, you just make me something, whatever you think. I said, I'm a lightweight. Just make me something light. She said, okay, I think I know you like this. So she started mixing stuff and everything. Boom, I get behind her, you know, And she kind of like braces up on me. Boom, she braces up on me. She puts her butt, puts her ass on my dick, and, you know. I'm like, oh, fuck. And then she kind of does that. Boom, I do exactly what he said. I kind of rub her neck. I tell her, I said, you're hot as fuck. You know, you're smoking this chick in here. She didn't say anything.
Yeah.
She just hears it, and she starts breathing heavy. You know, then I do what I see. I start kissing her neck and everything. Boom, boom, boom. And he's right. Boom, she kind of pushes me back. Immediately, she gets to her knees. Bam, she pulls my pants down, underwear down. Boom. She started giving me head right there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, oh my God. That's some good one too. It's good head, right? Boom. She does that for a while. Then I kind of push her back, spin her around, and I do what he say. Lift that skirt up. Boom. Pull the panties down. Bam. Oh, she gives me a condom too. She kind of gives me a condom from the back.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Put that on. Boom. So I'm kind of, we're doing it from the back, you know, standing up. Right there, almost right at the door. You know, that's where the bar was. So we do that. It's amazing. You know, actually, it's crazy. It's crazy amazing. Because it's just like, I don't even hardly know her. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So finally, we got to get back downstairs. So we do. We hustle back down. He said, hey. We come back down. And he's, oh, God, blah, blah, blah. That's what the husband's saying. He does. So she, I think she goes to get some cheese or something. So he said, how did it go? I said, man, it went good. He said, any problems? I said, no. I said, I did everything you said. He said, good, good. We'll see how everything goes the rest of the night. But good. Here she comes. Here she comes.
And, you
know,
oh, my God.
She comes down and, you know, she does that. So, you know, we continue to mingle, laugh and everything. And as the night goes on, he leans over to me again and said, do you want to go back up there again? And I said, yeah, I'll go back up there again. He said, all right. He says, he wants another drink. He wants another drink. She said, he wants another drink? Yeah, he wants another drink.
Drink so is code. Drink yeah, is drink, code.
Yeah, that's it was, their it code. Was so really right. Drink was cold. And I was like, oh, yeah, I like another drink. Oh, he wants another drink. Okay, come on. So we go up there to drink. And then I forgot, but this time he told me, he said, that bed there, he said, kind of do something on the bed, you know, kind of brace her against the bed. He said, you see that? It was like a table with the TV and stuff on it. He said, you can brace against that TV if you want. He said, yeah, all that chair over there. He's kind of giving me all these instructions what to do.
Yeah.
You know. And then I kind of pick a couple of the instructions and I do them. You know, we get up there, you know, same thing. You know, I said, God, you're so fucking hot. And then we just, boom. I think we fucked on the table, a little bit on the bed. I put her on a little air condition thing. We were up there more. We did it longer that time. I mean, we was up there about 20 minutes. She had to end it and said, let's go. We got to get back down. He's been down there too long. So long story short, that's how it started.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I would meet them basically. You know, he would touch bases with me. The husband would. I never talked to her. He would call me and, hey, you know, you're gonna go to the party. To go, you know, yeah, all right, get your tickets. So we would meet every month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the parties. But as time went on, I don't know. I kind of got to know them then. You know, now I got to know them. You know, we know each other.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of become friends. Mm-hmm. You know, we know each other's lives. We know each other and everything. So now we're doing the parties, but we started meeting outside of the parties where we would just meet at a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so then we became, I got to know him. We started just really meeting and hanging out. Like we would meet at restaurants and some, you know, sometimes we would not even do nothing. We just meet at restaurants. Hey, meet us at the restaurant. We're going to go over here and eat and hang out, and we're going to listen to some music. But for the majority of the time, it would always be eat, hang out, hotel.
Right. And now what goes down at the hotel? Is he just watching? Does he ever get involved? Does he have specific instructions for you each time?
Yeah. I kind of skipped over some stuff. What was so odd was, When we started meeting outside of the parties, and we would meet at the hotel, just the three of us, the instructions became very high demand. Like, he became, it's almost like he would give me vivid instructions prior to me meeting. Like we're meeting on a Saturday, he'll call me Friday. Hey man, mm-hmm. We'll meet up Saturday. You got time to talk? I said, yeah. All right, let me tell you what I want you to do here. We're gonna get that same room we always go to. I said, yeah, okay. Now when you go up there, there's a couple things I want you to do. I want you to start off right there at that table. You know, he would give me A1 instructions, what to do, this and this. And, you know, I will follow them. You know, I will follow them. I do exactly what he wants, you know. But the thing about it was the three of us never really talked about it. But I remember the first time at the hotel, because what he'll do, he'll say, all right, you guys, you know, me and her, all three of us will be talking. And then eventually, most of the time, she'll start kissing me and stuff, mm-hmm. and, you know, rubbing me and sitting on my lap. And then he'll say, you know, all right, well, I'm going to go over here to the Waffle House and get something to eat. And then I'm going to go get a coffee. So I'll be back later. And he would leave. So when he left, me and her, we get into the act, and you know, we start kissing, and you know, we're doing it. You know, she's giving me head, I'm vice versa, and then the door would creep open, like, you know, I'm talking about the main door of the hotel.
Yeah,
door,
yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The door, and this was the first time I said, who is this? It was hard because I'm in the act with her, we're screwing, kissing, sucking, doing all this stuff, and I would look over my back of my peripheral vision, and I see the door slightly open, and I think, who the hell is this coming through the door?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I look a little over my, and I say, is that him? But it was hard to keep the act going with her,
yeah,
and look and see who that was. But then I said, that's him.
Yeah.
And he would slide through the door, and then he would ease, like maybe get down low, like, you know, you get down on both knees.
Yeah.
And then he'd be looking. I said, what is he doing? And I'm thinking, what is this? At this point, I didn't know. I was like, dude, I was thinking, man, dude, you know, I just screw women. You know, I'm just, I don't do dudes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah,
each
yeah.
his own.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I was thinking,
yeah, of course.
Okay, he's going to
yeah.
try to creep up behind me.
Yeah.
I said, we're finna start fighting here. This ain't happening. You know, because I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
He was easing around the room. You know, he'd be hiding behind, like, the microwave looking. And I say, what is this? And at this point, it becomes hilarious to me. I'm about to start laughing out loud. And I said, don't laugh. Hold it. Because I'm trying to screw her at the same time, kissing, eating,
oh my God, so
you know,
funny.
Switching positions. But I'm looking at him because I don't know what his intentions are, but it's so funny.
Yeah.
So I'm like, don't laugh. You know, just think about something else. So, you know, that was the first experience. I never forget it at the hotel. So I was thinking, he must just be a looker. I couldn't figure that out.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and
yeah.
at this point, I didn't know how to address that to him.
Mm-hmm.
So I never asked. I just let it be.
Yeah.
So as we would continue to meet, that's what would happen. Like, he would give me all these instructions, what to do, you know, what she got on, you know, what, how to hit her, what position to put her in, you know, do this, do that. Don't forget to do this. And so I would do that stuff. But at the same time, he would sneak. He would always say, I'm leaving. But then come back in and sneak around in the room, almost like a predator.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be on his knees.
That's
and then
a good
be,
word.
And then it, then as time went on, I became used to it. I said, okay, this is what he gets off on.
Yeah.
You know, he likes to watch. He likes to watch, and then he likes to instruct.
Right.
And then as I got to know him,
mm-hmm.
them and him, I one time me and him were talking on the phone. I said, man, what do you get out of this? You know, I said, what do you get out of this? I said, because, you know, at this point, I said, you never get in. I said, you just watch us. I said, what? He said, well, yeah, I like that. I love to watch. He said, I love to see my wife with a black man.
Yeah.
And that's what he said. I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, it just turns me on. He said, I can't really explain it. He said, but it just fucking turns me on.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, has she ever been with the black guy? He said, no. He said, well, let me be honest with you. That he said that guy, and this is the guy that we.
Yeah, the first guy that was there
the
first day.
Guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He said, her. And then the guy, I thought so that time I first met you. He said, yeah, but it was a disaster. She didn't like it. He said she didn't like it. I said, well, what she didn't like about it? And, you know, everything is communicated through him. I never really talked to her a lot, you know, about this stuff. So it's just through him to her or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, and then he said, yeah. He said, no, she, I said, what was the problem? He said, man, he was too rough. He was very barbaric.
Yeah.
He just, she said he was a smoker. You know, he smoked cigarettes, he smoked weed, all that stuff. She said she just didn't like it.
Yeah.
And she said after that first experience, she said, that's it. You know, I don't just I'm done with him.
Mm-hmm.
She said, and then for real, we met you. He said, we should have went with you the first time, you know. And I started laughing. He said, yeah, but man. And then he said, man, she really likes you. And
right.
I said, really? He said, yeah. That first time she's just talking about you and how much you're a gentleman. You treated her like a woman, you know, and oh, you dress so nice and you're just a clean cut guy. Man, she thinks the world of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, really? I said, and then so that was a while back. And I said, yeah. You just, so I don't know. You fit her be it, you know? I said, oh, okay. And so going back to that, and I said, then I said, well, I said, how, and I said, man, if you mind me asking, how did it all this, I said, how long have you guys been in this lifestyle? He said, man, never. And I said, what do you mean never? He said, dude, we never been in this lifestyle. I said, so this is new. He said, this is new to us.
Mm-hmm.
He said, this is new to us. He said, we just started going to these parties. And I said, well, how did, who suggested this between the two of you? He said, she did.
Right. Wow.
And he said, she did. I said, well, how did it happen? I mean, how did she bring it up? He said, one day we were just at the house chilling and me and her drinking. And he said, what it all she said is she wanted to be with a black guy.
Right.
You know, she said that. And she never been with one. She wants to be with a black guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, man, you know, I'm not a jealous guy, you know, and I've been knowing her since she was 18. And, you know, so, you know, I like to make her happy. He said, I want to make her happy and I do the work for her. He said, so when she said that, I was like, you know, well, you know, start looking to some avenues to do this, make this happen. He said, so she started pulling up different websites and all this stuff. So that's how we found that party and that's how it happened. But other than that, no, we don't. I said, man, I would have never thought no, it's all an illusion, man. We don't know what the hell we're doing, you know.
Right.
And you know, and I said to you, so you just like to watch and instruct? He said, yeah, that's what I like to do. I said, so you would love to be a director in porn? Oh, he said, oh my God, man, I would fucking love that. I would love to just be a director, you know. Making the scene, setting people up. Oh yeah, that would be my thing. So that's kind of his thing. So to piggyback forward, we only done, like the three of us, we did a threesome. We done that only twice.
Where he joined in.
Where he joined in, mm-hmm. Yes. It was the first time was, again, it was I'll never forget this. It was the same thing. Me and her, we were in the act, we're screwing, you know, we're switching positions, breathing heavy on the bed. You know, he's prowling around the room like a predator, you know, kind of low, you know, and then at this point, you know, we've kind of experienced, you know, we kind of know each other. So he's getting close to the bed. Like he'll get like over the bed, you know, looking at getting down in between the crevices of stuff, you know, like if I have her in just say a missionary or something, and I got her legs way back to her knees or something, you know, head all the way back, you know, her knees to her, he'll get down there and be looking at almost at my ass and her pussy. I mean, you know, get a close look. It, you know, he became comfortable now. You know
yeah,
what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So he was doing that and I'm kind of used to it now, but it's still funny at this point to me, but he was in the back of me. And I heard him breathing hard. And this was kind of odd because he never makes noises or anything. But I heard him kind of like, and I was like, well, I kind of looked over my shoulder. I said, okay, what's going on? So then I was thinking, well, I got to tend to her. So I'm tending to her, but I heard the breathing. And then I heard the belt, you know, a belt. I heard like a belt, like he was rushing.
Yeah.
Like I heard his pants come down.
Mm-hmm.
And then he jumped in.
Right.
And that was the first time. And then it happened, I don't know, a second time. So out of this three and a half years I've been knowing him, only twice that he just looked at it, and I guess it just turned him on so fucking bad to where he just said, I want to get in this.
Right.
You know, but most of the time, but you know, for 99% of the time, he just watches, and he likes to instruct. He gives me, and then it got to a point where I said, he would give me all the stuff what he wants me to do, position wise, what to say. I said, listen, man. I said, you need some damn cue cards in that room. And I said, you're crazy, man. I said, listen, man, I'm going to go to Walmart and get some cue cards, and you fill that stuff out and hold it up over your head. Because he'll be signaling to me
what to do.
You know, turn around. And it's funny because she knows he's there.
Yeah,
just say it. Fucking say it. We all know it now. We're not strangers.
I
think he gets off on the whole point of just creeping around, saying it's the funniest thing. I swear,
that is so fucking funny. It's like the fourth wall. He doesn't want it broken, right? It's like it's just really hilarious.
Yes, it's really hilarious. Yeah. It is. So when I told him, he just bust out laughing. He said, "You're crazy." I said, "Yeah, man," because I can't tend to her and satisfy her, and then I look on my shoulder, and you're telling me, flip her around, do this and that, take her over here, spread her legs over here, so that is the funniest thing, but, like I say, let me see, and then it's been, like, as we became to know each other, this is another one that I can throw out, we were at, a lot of times we'll hang out just at regular places, restaurants. And we were at this, it's like a slash restaurant, bowling alley. They have a pool table area, a game room. It's all the whole nine. It's like a nice place you can hang out and, whatever. So we were there eating one night, just chilling, talking, watching football or whatever. And then we bowled. And we were bowling. She would go do her lane and throw down. And then he would tell her, he said, when she comes back, grab her and tell her she did a good job. Take her and spin her around and go up that skirt. This is in public. This is in public.
Yeah.
So I said, dude, man, people standing right here. Are you sure? He said, yeah, fuck it, man. They don't care. They don't know. Take her and spin. So I was like, oh, my God. So she comes up. I said, do what he say. I pick her up, spin her around and go up the skirt a little bit. He's like, yeah, good. And, he continues me to give me, every time she bowls, she goes and he tells me when she comes up this time, grab those titties and they'll listen to. And then I was doing this stuff and people were looking, like,
yeah,
they were like, what's going on over here? But whatever. So then I see him, he disappeared. I saw him going upstairs to the pool area, to the pool room area, pool table area. I was like, where is he going? So he goes up there, whatever. So me and her, we're just laughing, talking, rolling, doing bowling. So he comes back down and she's bowling and he tells me, he said, hey, man. I said, yeah. He says, pool table area upstairs. He said, we're going to go up there. He said, I want you to fuck her up there.
Oh, my God.
Then I said, dude, there's people up there. He said, no, I already scoped it out. It's good, man. He said, when I go up there, follow my lead, get her and tell her, let's go upstairs and tell her, let's shoot some pool. She'll follow you. Just do it. So, God. So she goes up. He goes up there and she rolls. I said, all right. I said, let's go shoot some pool then. She said, where? I said, upstairs. They got the pool table. And she's like, oh, I haven't done that in forever, blah, blah, blah. So we get to go up there. So we're shooting pool and everything. And it's a few people up there. And then she's at the pool table and me and him standing over there. And he said, when she finishes that, he said, go tell her good job, high five her. When you hug her, he said, push her in that men's bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, man, there's people here. How that's going to work? He said, believe me, it's going to work. I scoped out everything. I'm going to be the lookout. He said, but as soon as you do that, hug her, high five her, and push her right in that bathroom. She's going to, I said, man, she's not going to do this, man. And we're in the public area. She ain't going to do that. He said, listen, I know her better than she knows. Do it.
Yeah.
So I go, okay. All right. So she does the pool. She hits it in. Oh, God. I said, good job. I high five her. She jumps up. I pick her up. I hug her, spin her around. Then when I grab her, I just guide her right into the bathroom. She said, what are you doing? I said, look right here. Something right here that somebody left in here. I don't know. Is this your thing? She said, what are you doing? And I pushed it, and boom, I closed the door.
Yeah.
And I didn't cut the light because he told me. He said, when she gets in there, he said, man, it's a table over there, the sink. You can fuck around on the sink. He said, and then spin her around. He said, man, it's just what you need. Do that and do this. He told, gave me vivid instructions what to do.
Yeah.
He said, don't turn that light on. Just do everything without the light. So I go in there, I do it. I push her in there, and she said, what are you doing? And then I go up against her, and shoom, she had like a skirt on that night, like a long skirt. Pull the skirt down, and that's it. She immediately bent it right over on that sink.
Mm-hmm.
She put her elbows on that sink, bend over. I came back behind her, and we stand up doing it right at the sink. Bam, bam. Then it was like a little sit down area in the bathroom. I pinned up against there. We're in there. You know, we're screwing. I'm fucking her right there. Legs up against the air. I got her up. I picked her up. I'm screwing her. Then I hear like a knock. She's like, oh my God, what is that? Who's that? I said, that's probably her husband.
Yeah.
They're vividly knocking at the door. Boom, 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 boom. I was like, who is that? She said, that's not, he wouldn't be doing that. We're rushing around, getting our stuff on. And then they're trying to open the door. She's like, God damn it, Jesus Christ. We're running around like little 15-year-olds.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? And she said, God, I'm going. She said, I'm going out first. You wait, then you go. And then I said, okay. And she bums out. Boom. Then I'm sitting there and waiting. And then the point I come out. And it's like a guy wanting to use the bathroom.
Not her husband. Another guy, right?
No, he's nowhere even around. He's nowhere even around.
Hilarious, yeah.
He's hilarious. So we're like, she's breathing heavy. She's sweaty. You know, I'm sweaty. And then the guy looked at me like, what in the hell?
Yeah.
You know, and then he's looking like, and then the husband comes up the stairs all with a beer in his hand, comes up. We're breathing. Like, she's like, I said, dude, where were you? She's fussing at him. Where were you at? You know, under her breath. Where were you at? Where I was got to. He said, man, the guy came. I went to get a beer, but she said, you're supposed to be on lookout. You're supposed to be on lookout.
Oh, my God. You know?
He said, well, I just went and it took me 5. She said, what were you almost got? God, that's embarrassing. That is embarrassing. So that was very funny. Yeah, that was very funny. It was such a rush
yeah.
of the whole concept because we did it in a public place.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. And we did it in a place that things like that don't happen. It was I think it was such a rush for all three of us.
Yeah.
Because even though he never really was in the act of none of this, he never does get in it, but he gets a rush off of just the whole concept of it.
Of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, let me see. Yeah, a lot of that. And even at the party, like the party is a little different because the swinger party, stuff like that happens. But man, we've screwed at the table. Once I got to know them, you know, it became comfortable where she would screw me. Like we'd be sitting there. I mean, one time we were at the party and then, he was saying something to her, and then he had dared her. I dare you. He said, I don't think you do. I fucking dare you. He said, you fucking dare me? He said, I fucking dare you to do that shit right now. And she was like, you know, he's fucking with. And then she like, she had a skirt on, and I'm sitting there, and she just kind of straddled me, and she's sitting there right screwing me. We sitting there screwing right at the table, you know, right there at the party. That was one. It was one time we screwed in the men's bathroom. She left for some reason. She got a rush of screwing in the men's bathroom.
Right.
And we did that. And again, people were wanting to come in. You know, they were like, you know, knocking at the door, trying to come in. I think she gets a rush off of that.
Sure. A little bit of an exhibitionist.
Yeah, I think she, yeah, the exhibitionist part of it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that is... It's kind of.
But you were you said you've been with them for like 3.5 years. Do you still currently hook up with them?
Yeah. I just talked to him Friday. Me and him talked Friday.
Wait, you got instructions?
Yeah. Well, he said that we're probably gonna. He said we're gonna see because what has happened with them is kind of slowed their progress down. Her mother has dementia.
Right.
And she's at the ending stages, and it kind of, you know, and they're like the caretaker, so it kind of took over their life, so they're kind of not moving as frequently as Because really, I only meet them on like a Friday or Saturday weekend. Through the week, they're busy working.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, we don't really meet. We don't hook up. I mean, I don't see them through the week, but like weekends are when we meet up and hang out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just talked to him Friday, but yeah, he did give me instructions. He said, "Yeah, man, let me check with her and see, but we're probably going to do something and hang out, but I'll call you." And he said, "That's when." And then he said. I'm thinking about going back to that spot. Remember that bowling alley place we went to?
No way.
I said, really? He said, yeah, I think that'd be a good go. We go back there, man.
Right.
But let me check with her, and I get the okay, and I'll call you and kind of go over some things with you, and we'll go from there. But you know, he loves to get. But long story short, we did, and I think her they didn't come out Saturday because of the dealing with the mother stuff or something. So, but yeah, I still, and that's the thing about it. I never thought in my wildest dreams that, you know, the relationship will still be going on.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, even after the first time, I was thinking, you know, I'll do this and we'll
one and done, and, right?
Yeah, it's one and done. I was like, you know, I'll probably move on to the next guy. But you know, it kind of, I guess. And to be honest with you, she's very particular.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I'm tooting my own horn or anything, but
yeah.
they're not your normal swinger couple. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't just go out and just pick the random guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot depends on her.
Yeah, no, but I have to tell you, I think a lot of times with swinger couples, the woman is more discerning than the man. I think it a lot of the times that's the case, you know, and that becomes the issue for the couple trying to find people. It's typically the, and I don't know if it's like guys will just bang anyone and women are more particular, but I think there's something to that. You know, I think that women, there's a lot more that needs to be lined up for a woman to feel comfortable to just have sex with someone than, you know, for a guy. I think it's a lot easier for a guy to just get turned on by anyone. And a woman, I think more has to be involved. Not talking emotional, you know, even just a physical thing, you know, but I think that women are more particular about stuff, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right. I think you're right. And it's funny. And what's so funny is that now that I becomes friends with them and I meet them and hang out with them, I got to know their friends, you know, their other couple friends, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny that, like, they don't know. I remember the first time that he told me, come on out, we're out here hanging out, have some drinks, listen to some music, we got some other friends out here. So I got out there, and then he met me. He came up and met me before I got to the table. Like, he met me up. And he said, "Hey," and I said, "Yeah." He said, you are a guy I work with, blah, blah, blah. You know, this is, you know, you're blah, blah, blah. You guy I work with. That's how we know each other."
Right. They don't know. Uh-huh.
Like, yeah. So I was like, cool, got it. And their friends, and I know them now, but it's so funny. They have no idea that what's going on, that I'm screwing her, that they're kind of, you know, that they're in that kind of lifestyle, that they're doing what they're doing. And it's just funny because I'm thinking, like, who, you know, who they gonna think I am? He said, they think you work with me. Just, they don't know, just you work with me.
Right.
And, but it was funny, one time, this was not too long ago, one of the female friends of theirs, we were sitting there talking, drinking, And she leaned over to me and she said, "How do you know them?" She kind of looked at me, "How do you know them?"
Yeah.
And I go, I said, "Oh, I work with him. You know, we're co-workers." And she kind of looked, you know, how you look at somebody in their eye and go,
Yeah.
You know, And I go, "Yeah." I said, "Yeah, we." And so I said, "So he just invited me to hang out with him, with you guys. So yeah, we work." And she kind of looked at me. She go, Okay.
Right.
You know, and it was fun. I was like, I'm thinking she's seeing something through this. I don't know. You know, women have different intuitions. You know what I'm saying? So, and I told him about it like later that night. I said, "Yeah, man, what's the name?" Leaned over to me. She said, "You know, asked me, you know, how I know you and all this stuff." He said, he started laughing about it. Really? He said, what'd you tell her? I said, I told you I worked with her. She said, yeah, that's funny. She don't fucking know. Nobody knows, you know?
Yeah.
And that would be in their wildest dreams, you know what I'm saying, if they figured it out, you know what I'm saying? So that's the thing, I think, is I think all three of us kind of get off on that piece of it.
Yeah, you're all like kind of in the know and nobody else. That's what I was thinking. Like they probably, there's something about, it probably is like foreplay for them to have you in front of all their friends. You know, you all know that they know, but nobody else knows. You know, that probably adds to their sex life too, you know?
Yeah.
Don't you think there's something in that too as well? Or maybe it's just that you guys are just all friends now, right? I mean, and he just invites you as a friend.
Yeah, he because he says that a lot. You're such a good friend of ours, man.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have developed a real relationships outside of it. So maybe when they're inviting you to those scenarios with their other friends, it's not for their foreplay or their enjoyment purposes. It's just because you're their friend and they're out with some friends, which is interesting.
Yeah, because, and you got a point, because as time went on, a lot of times I would meet them somewhere, like, hey, we're hanging out here, come out if you're not doing that, come out and meet us. And it wouldn't be any sex afterwards. Like we wouldn't go to a room. You know, we'd just hang out and it became that. And that's when I realized, okay, we're kind of really cool, you know, with them. But
let me ask you a couple questions, mm-hmm. like about your backstory. Now I know they're married, right? You mm-hmm. how old are you? Are you in your 40s, 30s, 50s?
50s, early 50s.
Oh, okay. So what's your deal? Are you like, does anyone in your life know about what you're doing besides that girl at your work?
Well, the girl at my work doesn't even know.
Really?
No, because I did follow up with her afterwards. How did it go? Did you go in? I told her I went, but I never did express. You know, I didn't say much about it. I met what happened.
Right. Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. then a little after that, she ended up moving to another job. So she never really did know. But to answer your question, not only probably about 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 people know this.
In your life, that's a lot. I mean, you've been honest, like with your guy friends, or are you just like,
yeah, I got a couple guy friends
that I told.
And it's funny. I remember when it first happened, they didn't believe it. Nobody believes that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody believes that. Not unless you're in that lifestyle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They were like, oh, fuck, get the fuck out of here, man, please. So I said, dude, I said, then I would say, you don't believe me. I said, I'm supposed to be meeting them in a little bit later tonight. I said, I'm getting ready to call him because he wants me to call him. And so I'm gonna leave you on the phone, call him. I said, put your phone on mute.
Oh, said, you let them three-way with you so they could actually hear.
Yeah, I said, if you don't believe me, I said, listen to this shit. Listen to this.
They must have been fucking dying.
They were on, man, I did it too. 2, maybe 3 buddies.
Yeah.
They were, couldn't fucking believe it.
Right.
They were, you know, they didn't, you know, I mean, because at that point, you know, he was talking about giving me instructions.
Yeah.
You know, where the fuck are here? You know, he would say, man, you know, me and her ain't, we hadn't had sex in 3 weeks. She's horny as fuck for you.
Yeah.
You know, she's going to be ready for you. Oh, yeah, don't forget to do this. You know, oh yeah, don't forget to mess with those nipples. Don't forget the nipples. Oh yeah, take her over there and you know, don't go too fast. You know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
All that stuff. When I hung up with the husband, I would hang up with everybody, and then my boy would call me back. He said, man, I can't fucking believe this. Everyone said the same thing.
Yeah, totally.
He said, dude, I can't fucking, you know, and then when I would, I got a couple pictures of her, and you know, I would show. I said, "This is who she is." They said, "You like she's smoking." I mean, she's really, she's in her 40s, but you know that smoking meal. I mean, she would, she's a nice looker. I'm gonna tell you who she reminds you of.
Yeah.
And I always kid with the both of them. I always Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh right, okay.
That's what she kind of favors.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Yeah, that type of look. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just, I mean, she's just very petite, probably about one. She thinks she's fat. I don't know. It's just a funny thing. Women, you know, I'm so
yeah,
fat.
Yeah, that's
I'm
a like, woman thing.
You're
yeah,
one, you're 110. Dude, you're smoking. You know, yeah. I always have to tell her that because he always tells me that. Tell her how fine she is. Tell her how beautiful she is. You know, she thinks she's old. She thinks she's ugly. You know, and
yeah.
But yeah. So not a lot of people.
I think five
story.
Friends is a lot of people. A lot of times it's like, you know, maybe one person knows, but you've told a bunch of your friends and they know. And now they believe you, right? Because they've heard you on the three-way.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I did it to like all of them. Cause a couple didn't believe me. And then I said, you know, I just want you to hear this, man. I mean, somebody got to experience hearing this.
Yeah. 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 I got
so
it.
So
yeah.
When they heard it, they were like, dude, I can't believe this, man. You
right.
know, you just couldn't believe it. So,
yeah, it's crazy. It's a great story.
Well, thank you. It's still sometimes I still can't believe it. You know what I'm saying? Especially early on. I just couldn't fucking believe it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. But it's a lifestyle out there. And it's, and be honest with you, these people, they're your everyday people. Like you would see them.
Yeah.
That would never cross your mind.
No, I know. That's kind of like what I base my whole show around, like that premise, you know, that like this is what the people that are sitting next to you in Starbucks or maybe the people that are at your family functions, you know, like people in your family, people sitting next to you in the office, like regular people. This is what some people do. And you wouldn't, it's not like, I think everyone has this idea that these people, whether they're swingers or, you know, someone that is, you know, a bull, like, you know, that they're like these people that are so different than other people, but they're not, right? These are, like you said, regular people that you would never believe. And this is what was going down in their private life.
Yes. And that put me in a new perspective about the just the whole concept of the situation and the lifestyle itself, because like you said, you kind of had that interpretation.
Idea. Yeah.
You had that idea that these people look different.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. They look dirty. They're
they're perverts.
Up, you know?
Like,
yeah,
totally. Like, you know, but no, like you said, they would never have any idea.
Mm-mm. These
by
both,
the looks.
Both, yeah. By the looks then they have professions.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, they have regular lives, they have dogs, they have homes. I mean,
yeah.
It's just
a mom with Alzheimer's, like everybody else. Like, I mean, they're dealing with the same things, they're caretaking, you know, in their 40s. Like, they're dealing with the same things that everybody else is doing, but every now and then on the weekends, this is what they're doing, you know, in their, you know, intimately with you. And I think that that's what's so fascinating, right?
Yeah, that's the fascinating piece about it, I think. And for me, it's funny now that I've kind of had experienced this, it's funny because I'll be in just normal places, standing, like you said, standing in line in Walmart, at Lowe's, and I'm a picture of people watching myself, and I'll be looking, thinking, man, you never know.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God, you don't even know how my brain, because I've talked to, like, you know, I'm at over 400 episodes now. All the stuff that I've heard on my show, I am always reading into things, you know, that way because I know that it exists. So I'm always like, you never know, right? And I just see subtle things or certain things happen. And I'm like, how do you know that's not happening here? And I'm always putting these like sort of sexual angles on things because I know that it exists, you know, but probably a little bit too much so because my mind is so curious that way. But I think you're the same, you know, you have that kind of mind to begin with, right?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
You're super curious. Well, I am so glad that you didn't make a long story short. I loved your story. I mean, I feel like, you know, we could have got specific and I could talk to you for 10 more hours with just so many. You must have so many stories. You've been with them for 3.5 years,
oh,
you know?
Listen. Yeah. I remember, yes, I'm not even, but I know it's an hour. But yeah, I could give you about another 2 hours. Definitely.
Yeah.
Within.
No, I'll have you back on because I know that this episode, I always wanted to get Wesley back on, but he was like, oh, it caught a died out what he was doing because of COVID and stuff. But I mean, you've got an ongoing relationship. I do some YouTube lives. I'd love to have you maybe come on there and talk, but like, I will definitely have you back on because I love this whole story because this was like the backstory and the general overview, but we could get specific and do more. Like I said, you've been with them for 3.5 years. I'm sure you just, that's like the tip of the iceberg.
Right, right. Yes, ma'am. You're so right.
Yeah, it was awesome, though. I love this whole story. Like I said, I'm glad that you are a good storyteller, okay? Just so you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a little hung up thinking, I mean, am I going to be to tell the story really well? You know, I didn't know what did you want specific sexually stuff, but I thought, you know, I don't know. Well, you're a good leader, so I just followed your lead.
It was good. I like the way you told the story. It was funny. It was interesting. You gave a lot of details, the kind of details that I like. Like, I loved it all. It was very entertaining. I'm so glad that you found my show and that you called in and told your story because it's fascinating. And I look forward to talking to you again.
Yes, definitely.
Now, if you want to, I don't know. Like, you know, Wesley sent me in a picture. I don't know if you want to. Most of the time, females send me in pictures. I can't take a picture of, like, the couple, right, because they're not in the know about it. I don't post pics on my Patreon of people that aren't, you know, I'm not talking to or that don't know that their picture's on there. But if you want to send in an anonymous pic of yourself, I think maybe some people would want to see the anonymous pic of the black bull. You're more than welcome to do it. If not, it doesn't matter at all. But if you want to, send that over to me and I'll post it on my Patreon. But thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'll keep that picture thing in mind.
Okay. All right, Jerome. Yes, I'll put it in the, if you decide to send it to me, it'll be in the description below. Your episode will be airing very soon.
All right. I'm interested to hear it.
Yeah, you're going to love it. Thank you so much for calling and we'll talk again.
Okay. You're very welcome. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye, Jerome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode. If you want to follow the show, follow me at Strict Anonymous on Instagram or Twitter. That's at Strict Anonymous. If you are on YouTube, make sure to subscribe. I love YouTube as a platform for my show because people comment there and I try to reply back to every single person who posts a comment. So even if you're not listening on YouTube and you want to talk about the show, go to my YouTube channel, subscribe, like, and share my videos. It's Strictly Anonymous Podcast. If you want to sign up for my Patreon, on my Patreon, you are not only supporting my show, but you will get these episodes early, ad-free, and you get to see anonymous pics of my guests. Most of the girls send in anonymous pics and some of the guys send in anonymous pics. So if you want to see anonymous pics of my guests as well as support my show and get these episodes early and ad-free, sign up for my Patreon, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The link is also in the description below. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone, Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is Strictly Anonymous. Strictly Anonymous.